on, my name is Larry Van Washington, I'm Vice President. Mr. Zimmerman, our chair, is unavailable this evening, so I'll be running the meeting for everyone. First item, roll call. Jamie, could you roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Hack.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Washington.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
It appears that we do have a quorum. First item is the Pledge of Allegiance. Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. On to the agenda. Mr. Shaw, are there any additions, deletions, corrections?
Yes, tonight we're going to, we have one addition and one deletion. So first for the addition would be B3I.
B3I.
Reinstatement of student G. Again, that's B3I, reinstatement of student B, student G. And then under, we're going to remove, under consent agenda, staff recommendations, Kelly Baldwin for approval.
Thank you. Anyone else have any corrections, additions, or deletions they'd like to add to the agenda? Hearing none, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Do I have support on that?
Support.
Any discussion? Jamie, could we have a roll call on that?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Washington.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Thank you. The revised agenda is accepted. On to the superintendent's comment, Mr. Shaw.
So just one comment tonight, that at our next Board of Education meeting, it'll be exciting because we'll have our middle school here to present, and we're getting back into the routine of each month having a either one or two buildings with us, and so the middle school will be the first one at our next board meeting. So that's all I have for our first one.
Thank you. Or, I'm sorry, public comment. Darla, do we have any?
No, we don't.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll come on. Acceptance of the report. We have some contracted service reports here and resignation support. Is there any discussion or anything that we want to enlighten the public about on those? Hearing none, takes no action, we'll move on. On the consent agenda, we do have some things on the consent agenda, and again, we do have some modifications. Anybody want to pull anything off the consent agenda first? Hearing none, then do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
So moved to approve the consent agenda as it's written.
Thank you, Mary. Do I have support on that?
Support.
All in favor? Let's have a roll call, Jamie. Sorry.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Washington.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Thank you. The consent agenda is adapted in those items placed in file. New business. We have a MASB delegate appointment. Do I have a motion to appoint anyone for the MASB? We have.
Oh, hold on.
Select. I'm sorry.
We do have new hires.
Oh, new hires. I am sorry. Oh. I am sorry.
Totally went through me there.
Okay. I don't see that on the agenda.
Oh, so no, we have in there. Can you, here to introduce?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
We always do that.
That's right.
We got focused and.
Sorry about that. Yes. Cindy, would you do the pleasure for us?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Have them.
It's my my pleasure to. There are a few teachers in our midst tonight. I don't know. I know that Jennifer Pierce is here, and I know that Sarah Gates is here, and I. Are you a new person too? Tell me your name.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Right. Well, you can come up, too.
You can. Our all tradition right. is that you
so
won't.
If,
go ahead.
What we're going to do is you're going to come up and meet all of us, but if you would come up to the podium and tell us your name and what you're going to do, and then you can come around, shake our hands, and go back and have a seat. And if you have anyone you brought with you, you can certainly introduce them. Okay? All right.
So who wants to be first?
Humphreys, come on.
I am Andrea Humphreys. I am the new Positive School Climate Liaison for Custer 2.
Okay.
I'm new to the district. I am new to the education system, so I have a lot to learn, and I'm very eager to learn, which is why I'm here tonight.
Well, welcome aboard.
Great, come on. Make your round, round, shake your hand. Congratulations.
I just sanitized my hands for you, and they're not dry. And I'm not drying it, so.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
It is.
Welcome to Monroe Public Schools.
Like 3 minutes ago.
Okay, all right.
Hi, I am Sarah Gates. I am the health and PE teacher at Monroe Middle School. This is my 16th year in education, but my first year here in Michigan. I have 4 boys in the district. 1 graduated last year, so I have 5 altogether. So I'm really excited to be here.
Sorry,
to be.
Did you say that again?
just really excited to be here, be part of the community, and raise my voice here as well. So.
Where did you come from, by the way?
A little town in Ohio called Fayette.
Oh, okay.
I was making a drive all the way there and all the way back for about 3 years. So
okay.
Super excited to be here.
Oh, great.
It is a good town.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Welcome.
I'll throw it away.
We're so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
On your pants, to be surprised.
Yeah.
Hello, good evening. I am Jennifer Pierce, and I am teaching 5th, 6th grade at Waterloo. And I'm coming to you with 16 years of teaching experience, and I'm really excited to be a part of the new team here.
And the first 16 years were spent at?
At Central Academy of Ohio in Toledo.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Great.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Congratulations.
You'll love being at
school. I do already.
All right. Well, welcome to our 3 new employees with the district. It is a thrill to have you aboard, and can't wait for what you're going to do with us. And happy you're not driving in from Fayette every day.
Woo!
Now.
Yes. We got everyone, Cindy, now?
We do.
Great.
Thank
thanks.
You.
No,
I
we can.
Know you like that part of the. I was going to say the service or yeah.
The. That's
the
right.
Ceremony. You do.
The service. You're right. And that was my big thing too. I'm sorry. All right. On to the action items. Now the MASB delegate appointment. Do I have a motion? And who would we like to select?
I'll make a motion to select Mary Vincent as a voting delegate for the November 9th, 2023 MASB Delegate Assembly.
Thank you, Dr. Behrens. Do I have support on that?
Support.
Any discussion? Anybody want to make any other nominations? Hearing none, let's have a roll call, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens.
Absolutely.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Can you vote for yourself?
There's no conflict of interest here.
Yep.
Oh, we'll find out.
Okay. So, Mary, congratulations.
Thank you.
On to the new Academy tutor position. Cindy, are you handling it?
Yes,
okay.
It's me. Tonight we're asking the board to move to approve the position and posting of an academic tutor. And the academic tutors would not exceed the number of 10.
Okay. So do I have a motion to have up to 10 academic tutor positions? Those will be new positions, right, Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I will move to approve the positions and posting of academic tutors.
I support it. Anybody have any items they want to discuss under that, anything? Do you want to explain any maybe to the public? Yeah, go ahead.
I apologize. My notes got so messed up, but I did have notes written down on this, so I'm going to have to go from memory.
Okay.
My questions were related to the qualifications sheet as compared to on the resume, what we were asking for, as compared to what would be expected from someone in that position. And they just, I didn't see an alignment there between the two. And I wish I could find my notes because I probably wrote it out much better than I'm saying it now.
Okay. If you think about the structure of people that we have in our building that are that tutor or assist kids in the work that they do, we have a level of a classroom assistant. And a classroom assistant tops out at about $16.50 right now. The $19.50 to $23.50, we might get someone that has a bachelor's degree to do this. We're not going to get someone with a bachelor's degree, because if they have a bachelor's degree, they're going to qualify to be an interventionist. So, but we do have some really sharp people that apply for jobs that we can't hire them for that amount of money. So as far as an assistant goes, or a lunchroom assistant, or a playground monitor. So we've, in looking at the lot of positions that we have, we really felt giving them very specific training and attaching them to building network teams and ongoing training with them all the time, that we're going to get more bang for our buck, because they're not going to deal with discipline with kids. They're going to deal with academic intervention with these kids, and preferably the kids K-3. That's what we're really looking at, that perhaps maybe they would really be a group that's really hot to trot using phonics. I'm just using that as an example. Because kids, if they don't know their phonics, they can't read. They have a hard time.
We just had this whole conversation.
I know we did. So this is really an answer to that. And I think that it's, we have people that I know can do these jobs. It's sort of like the RBTs that we just hired, and we hired 10 of those. I mean, we may come and think that it works so well, we need 10 more, because we're producing kids that are excelling.
So two questions I have from that. Are they similar to a classroom assistant with a different title for, tell me, I thought I heard you say something about classroom, they were like classroom assistants.
Some of the people that are classroom assistants now, I can see, I know of three or four of them that would.
But this is not considered a classroom assistant.
No,
okay,
it is not.
That's what I wanted to clarify.
Is not.
Okay.
It is not.
The other thing was, we talk about, so they are specifically going to be assigned to phonics, or are you saying that?
Student need.
Whatever the need is. So there's 1,000 needs, right? So they're going to look at those. One of the things it said for the position was plan for interventions and problem solving and implement research based. If someone does not have a background in doing, intensive problem solving, this would require an intensive assessments from a variety of levels, and implementing research-based stuff. Some of that can be very complex.
Right.
So if the person is not required to have a higher education, I don't understand. That doesn't sit with me and with what they're saying they should
do. Well, we have Andrea. Andrea, who is our curriculum specialist. We have positive school climate liaisons. We've got this blend of people that assist. We have the mentors that are working with the teachers.
So they're not actually doing this.
Well, they're not going to. I'll be honest with you. If I know this staff as I know the staff, it's going to be individualized to students, but it's going to come from a mastermind, like a coach of them in the building that sees real deficiency in math, or because it's a math and an ELA tutor.
Yeah.
So I really see that your group would be training these people, and it would be ongoing.
So it's on-the-job training, pretty much.
Really on-the-job training that it might spark their interest to become a teacher. This is that next level up from being an LRE or being a classroom assistant.
I what I'm trying to reconcile is adding another level. I'm not opposed to that, but I want to understand why that would be more beneficial than adding more teachers. So to me, I'm trying to say, okay, you know, maybe some classrooms need two teachers. I don't know. Why one and not the other?
So
I think Carrie can help.
Sure. Yeah. So we have been trying to hire additional interventionists to support students who have academic needs, identified targeted academic needs. Within that interventionist position, that person needs to have a teaching certificate. We have been unable to fill those positions just because there aren't teachers available to be able to fill all of those positions that we have. So as we were brainstorming and tried to think about, you know, what other way could we approach this where we would have people who could work with these students, we could provide them specific training, and they would work under the supervision and guidance of the classroom teacher and the coaches, the other instructional staff that we have within the building. But it would provide the opportunity for them to work with, you know, four or five students who need help with adding fractions. And we have intervention programs that we use within the district. I'm thinking of Do the Math, where there is a specific program on the addition of fractions, and the lessons are very spelled out, or the lessons are very spelled out with the resources that are needed and the teaching points. They would get that training, obviously, you know, from our master teachers. The teacher of those students who that academic tutor is working with, they would be part of helping to monitor the student's progress and have that open communication with that academic tutor to make sure that that progress is being made.
So how long would this training take? Like, so what's the anticipated length of time to say we're going to train from train to being a independent, successful academic tutor within the system?
I would say a day or two, depending on, you know, what the exact need is, if it's that they're working with a small guided reading group or a specific math skill, or if they're working, you know, with a phonics program and they're helping, you know, first graders to be able to sound out words and really paying attention to the consonants at the beginning and the end of the word. So there would be a specific goal that would be attached to that group of students, and then the intervention program that would be utilized to help address that academic need, that would be what they would receive that training.
So the tutor would only get a 1 or 2 day training?
Initially, but then there would be ongoing training throughout, but it wouldn't be extensive.
So when you mentioned the need for positions, and we say, okay, we need 10, I think is what you said, right? And so you're requesting 10, and then we were talking about the balance of the other positions that there wasn't be able to fill, I think is what you said. Mm-hmm. So would there be a reduction in the amount of positions needed for that so we can add an increase in the positions for this, or is this a total add-on?
So I'll give you an example, and Megan, maybe you can help me out. So at Waterloo, there's 4 interventionists that are allocated for Waterloo, and Megan, you have 2?
Correct.
2 currently. So she has 2 interventionists of the 4 that we allocated in funding for Waterloo. So those 2 positions that are open, we could put academic tutors in those positions. So it would be a combination of interventionists and academic tutors to meet the allotted number of support staff that were identified.
If I may, I fully support this concept. I know it works. Now that I've heard a little bit more and I've considered a little bit more of your qualifications, I do want to make a friendly amendment to my motion.
Okay.
And I would recommend that you add a qualification that clearly dictates content expertise, such as a grade in a specific English or math course achieved, or SAT, some other form of assessment that guarantees that the person you're getting has the content qualifications so that you can train them and utilize them effectively.
That's good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. May I ask a question?
Well, let's get support for the amended motion first.
Okay.
Who supported?
I'll support.
Go ahead, Mary. Sorry.
Okay. So my question is, with the new academic tutor positions, I know that our interventionists, they were given students from classrooms identified by testing outcomes, but the interventionists, because they were teachers in their own right, they came up with the lesson plans, the curriculum, the method of instruction, all of that. For the new academic tutor positions, would they be expected to come up with those lesson plans, the content, the resources, or would that be given to them from a classroom teacher and then they just fulfill that work?
So it would be in consultation, Mary, with the classroom teacher. So like I said, you know, if they were doing addition of fractions and they were using the Do the Math program that we have, that's pretty spelled out in what you do from lesson to lesson. But being able to gauge successfully where those students are showing improvement or where that deficit is still there, to be able to understand like what next lessons are needed, that would have to be done in conjunction with that building network team. So we see it as kind of like during that data study time when they're reviewing that student data to see if students are making the progress that we would hope they would make, that adjustments would be made in those plans.
Thank you.
I think based on your explanation right there, I believe your amendment to the motion supports the need for your amendment.
We have something built right into what we do normally in using Read 180 to be a content expert on the reading piece. Shows their level, shows where their weaknesses are. I mean, it will show you as an eighth grader where your phonemic awareness is. So I think that we have something, we wouldn't even have to purchase anything. We could use our Read 180, or not Read 180, our iReady.
Mm-hmm. I think Scott was referring to the teacher or the academic tutor having a level of competency.
Yes.
Correct, yeah. The criteria.
An increased
so
level.
Under the qualifications, yep.
Right.
You would add a line there.
Yep.
That would have a course specific, they earn an A in a specific English course or math course.
We should probably clarify that motion so that we all know exactly what we're wanting that to look like, rather than formulate it later.
We can have
words.
We can have Jamie reread it if you wanna.
Yeah,
I had stepped out when he made.
Oh, all right. Then
that
in that case,
the
Scott, could you rephrase your motion?
Sure. It was a friendly motion to add a qualification to specifically assess the content expertise of the tutor in either math or reading, and an example of such would be a specific course grade in a specific English or math course that would be required in order for someone to teach. And I'd further add, this would not be a part of the motion, but the college probably do a good job of helping you to identify people to fill those positions.
Probably,
you.
Yeah.
No, that's not part of the motion.
Just a question kind of relative to Scott's amendment. If we go that route, then one of these tutors may only be qualified in math versus ELA.
Yes, that is true.
So you're kind of restricting their
education. But if they're doing both, they should be qualified in both.
No.
We're going to limit.
Yep.
No, I completely agree where you're going, because some of it, when we begin to identify these employees, potential employees, they may be more suited just for math.
Yeah.
And so limiting to 10 positions is probably not the right number to put on there, because we may actually find that that number is more 20-25 when it's really said and done. When you look at number of elementaries we have,
yeah,
to the number of students we have, and based on a skill, because you two might be more suited to be the math tutors in that one building, and we're more suited for the ELA, and that's just, for example, Waterloo. That would fulfill her need in that building right there. Again, because we're going from two interventionists that are certified teachers and specialists. So I think the 10 is a low number for this. Right there.
It's a start, though.
But it's a start. But the idea is that we're trying to get off the ground where we can get people in to work with kids.
So right. I have to go back to the statement that was said earlier, because I specifically asked what would be the totality of what they'd be involved in. And my comment to your comment was, well, that's like 1,000 things. So if it's only going to be specific, then I believe this we need to allocate specific, because my understanding was, on your explanation, was that whatever the student needed. But if we're saying the student needs
targeted
reading, but you can't do something, I'm you lost me now.
Sure.
Well,
so maybe
the job goal is very specific here.
Yeah.
Literacy and math intervention.
Yeah. Right. But they're just correct me if I'm wrong. I thought you said either or.
Right, but what may happen is you could be, for example, she might come in and we find out that she's phenomenal at math, or pick the one subject. Mm-hmm. But then we're limited, going, well, because you're only in the ELA, we can't hire you because we need you to be both math and ELA.
I'm just reading what's put forward in front of us to vote on tonight,
right.
And it says to provide literacy and math intervention to identified students. So the actual academic tutor position is indicating both.
That's the and or.
So
I'm just saying we have to go by what is stated. If we don't, we want to change this, now's the time to do this, not later.
And I think with Scott's motion, it would be or. Because
yes.
You'd have to specialize in a particular area. Like Mr. Shaw says, I mean, math or ELA, mm-hmm. Or you could have a person that's.
You got someone that's both, yep.
Well, but if we get 8 out of 10 that are great in math and only 2 that are reading, and we need...
Then we're going to have to hire some other...
We're just going to keep hiring it more and more and more.
I don't... Just my own thoughts. I mean, as I see that, we see the teacher... I don't want to say teacher on top, but I mean, you know, she kind of controls the classroom. We have the instructors who assist, and then we have the tutors that maybe do things that would not tie up the teacher... So he or she can conduct the class. So we may come back and, like Dr. Shaw said to me, we may need 10 more. I don't know. I don't know that. But it's just like
10's a start.
Like yeah, like Ms. Flynn said, it's a start anyway. And 10 over, what is it, 9 schools? Well, if we have just elementary, still have 6. I mean, yeah, that's like
one
piece.
Or we get them training, or we get them
right.
If they're a little weak on ELA, we give them training.
We could do that.
Additional training.
And that's what will end up happening. They're going to, on both math and ELA, they will have that training. It's more the idea that the interventionist, we love to be hiring more interventionists.
Right.
We've chewed up the ability to get more teachers because we've reduced class sizes, so we've chewed up the pot of teachers available. And so we still need to, though, attend to interventions and direct support. And mm-hmm. So this was a great idea to do it where very purposeful, where the direct teacher in the classroom is going to work with that tutor, say, okay, this group of kids, this is what I need to work with them on today, and that's what they go work on. And I appreciate your point there and having some baseline skills, and so we can put that right in there and make sure that they have a skill set. That's high.
And I'll share with you, because we have some recent data on this, we use a peer tutoring system at the
mm-hmm.
college,
mm-hmm.
and our students who get tutoring services actually outperform those that don't by up to 18%.
I can see that.
It's huge.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion before we vote on the motion? This is to employ 10.
You have to vote on the amendment first.
We did.
Well, we didn't vote on anything yet.
Yeah.
We have support. We had support.
We had
motion,
support.
Motion,
support. Support.
Support. We had the
amendment.
Original
but you
mover
right. You don't need
amending
right.
his support,
right.
amending
yeah.
his
no,
motion,
support.
Which
now
was now supported
yes.
by the original's
right.
second.
Right,
yes.
Right?
Because he can
I,
amend
yep.
the original motion prior to and is discussion held, now we go to vote.
Yes.
You with us?
Well,
you agree?
I'm just telling you, Robert's rules will say you have to approve the amendment.
Fine.
Well, then you approve the motion.
Let's.
As amended.
Let's vote on the amendment first. Jamie?
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
The amendment to the motion passes. Now we're voting on the motion itself. Jamie, could you have a roll call again?
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
So the amended motion has passed.
Can I make a point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Only because prior to now, we have not, when the original motion was amended by the person, we have not put a vote to the amendment prior to now.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we've just done that could be a change in precedent for the board. So the chair can address that.
Yeah, and we'd have to really consult our parliamentarian on that one.
Why I'm speaking.
All right, but that's something you might want to bring up with Mr. Zimmerman, who is a lot more intelligent than I. Okay, thank you. On to the reinstatement. We have reinstatements here. Mr. Dave?
Yes, sir.
Is your hands dry yet?
Thank
you. Okay.
Mr. Dave.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Van Wassenova. We ask the board to consider the recommendation, to consider the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for an unconditional reinstatement of student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee and deny reinstatement of student A.
What's the pleasure of the board? Is there a motion?
I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for an unconditional reinstatement of student A.
Do I support on that motion?
Support.
Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, roll call.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
The motion does pass. We have a second one, is that correct?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To student B, Mr. Dave.
Thank you, sir. We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a denial of reinstatement of student B, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student B, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and fully reinstate student B.
Pleasure of the board. Do I have a motion?
I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a denial of reinstatement to student B.
Thank you, Ms. Fissen. Do I have support on that one?
Support.
Discussion?
So it's just a denial, like, right?
They will be, if the board chooses to accept the recommendation of the board to deny, that student will continue the path that they are currently on with new recommendations to complete before they go up for reinstatement again.
Thank you.
And this does not mean that they can't come back, right?
Correct.
Right.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Van
yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
The motion does pass. On to student C, Mr. Dave again.
Thank you, sir. We ask the board to move to accept the recommendation of the committee to deny reinstatement of student C, to consider the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee on this matter of student discipline, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student C, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and unconditionally reinstate student C.
Do I have a motion from anyone? Ms. Vincent, did you have a motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Move to accept the recommendation of the committee to deny reinstatement of student C.
Do I support on that motion?
Support.
I'll support.
No.
Discussion?
The same thing applies.
Same thing applies, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Roll call, Jamie.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Hatt?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Motion does pass. On to student D. Mr. Dave?
Yes, sir. We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the reinstatement committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a denial of reinstatement of student D.
Or?
Thank you. Or move to reject the recommendation of the reinstatement committee and conditionally reinstate student D. Or move to reject the recommendation of the reinstatement committee and unconditionally reinstate student D.
Do I have a motion?
I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a denial of reinstatement of student D.
Do I support on that motion?
Yes. Support.
Any discussion?
The same applies.
Yes, ma'am. Same applies.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Roll call, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Hatt?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
And the motion does pass. Student E. Dr. Dave?
We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the committee to approve reinstatement of student E and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for full reinstatement, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student E, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and deny reinstatement of student E.
Do I have a motion?
Yes. I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for full reinstatement of student E.
Do I support that motion?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Hatt?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
And the motion does pass. On to student F. Dr. Dave?
Yes, sir. We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the committee to approve reinstatement of student F and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for full reinstatement, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student F, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and deny reinstatement of student F.
Do I have a motion?
Yes. I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for full reinstatement of student F.
Do I support that motion? Thank you. Any discussion?
May I just point out to the people that are watching our streams and to our audience, and just to like provide some background and context to this. I know it sounds like we're going through and making these life-altering decisions for these students without much discussion or thought. The reason behind our ability to do this is because a reinstatement committee that includes members of the community, parents, the family, the student involved, and board members, as well as district administrators and teachers, they sit together and they go through a very lengthy process of hearing what the student has done since their initial expulsion, the things that they plan to do. So there's a lot of considerations for the panel to hear. And then there's also a lot of discussion amongst all of those people on the reinstatement committee. So I know it sounds like we're just rubber stamping and going and going and going, but the depth of this work is taken very seriously, and the depth of this work is done by that committee.
And we read extensive paperwork.
Yes.
That comes before us.
And I would also indicate that many of us sat on the panel where that person first came before the board, and we learned a lot about that person's history, their actions, etc. So we are pretty familiar with the people. So any other discussion? Hearing none, could we have roll call, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Support.
Mr. Hatt.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
The motion does pass. On to student G. Dr. Dave.
Thank you, sir. We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the committee to deny reinstatement of student G and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for denial of reinstatement, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student G, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and fully reinstate student G.
Do I have a motion?
Yes. I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a denial of reinstatement for student G.
Do I support on that?
Support.
Discussion?
Can we make the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That means there's stuff they can do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call, Jamie.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Hatt.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
The motion does pass. I think I've gone off through all the reads. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, great. On to old business.
Larry, if I can add also, I want to stress, because it's a great point that you make, that we really take these cases home with us emotionally as well. I mean, they really weigh on it. It's mm-hmm. not taken lightly.
Yeah. It is one of the most important things that we do as far as discipline, things of that nature, so it is important.
One of the most difficult, too.
It is, yes. That is true. Any other comments before I move on to old business?
Thank you.
Do I have any old business from anyone?
So are these things we've brought up in the past that we would like to address now, or?
Yeah, that's fine. If it came up before, yeah.
That was the question.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm missing my notes.
That is the question, yes. Did you have anything that you wanted to bring up, Darla?
I can't put my notes, so not right now. Thank you.
Perhaps it can be new business or something. Okay. On to the superintendent's comment.
All right. So I have just a few. Tomorrow is our first two-hour late start. last year, one of the things we had heard from families was about our half days and the workaround with that. And so we've come up with the two-hour late arrivals. And this is we believe to be a much better way to address that side of it because just like when if we had a fog delay, same thing there. So it's very poignant times. And so remember that 2 hours later is just 2 hours later. And so if any parents are listening and wondering what time their building begins or what time their kids are picked up, just 2 hours later. That's all from the same before. Homecoming week. This is a big week. And tomorrow night into Thursday looks like the only rain. Friday's looking beautiful, 74 and sunny, so that should make all of the young ladies on the court extremely happy to not be out there freezing to death. Hopefully it does hold through the whole evening for them and the wind doesn't come up too crazy. But lots happening. We have the Powderpuff football game on Wednesday night, and then Friday night the parade is at 5 o'clock. Starts at the middle school and ends at the Knights of Columbus. And then a homecoming game at 7. There is at the high school, a tailgate, so all board members and others are more than welcome to come and join us there. Count day, it's crazy even to say this, but October 4th is count day. I completely agree, Larry. Goodness, we're already in almost October, just like that. And so count day is coming up, which is on October 4th, and that's the big one right there. And so as soon as we get our numbers in, we'll get that out to you as far as what it compared to from last year count day in October and our February count day too. So that'll be in our board briefs. And then as always, there'll be a whole, you'll see in your board briefs, all the activities that are in September, October, and even into, carefully saying that, into November. Let's not go to Christmas there, Wendy, on this next one, okay? Thank you all.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Public comment. Do we have any public commentary?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Anna, Yvonne.
And Yvonne, maybe you can announce your name.
Oh, first. Yvonne Nadinger, long-timer, old board member, substitute teacher, mother, grandma, all that stuff. Thank you, Mary, for explaining the who's on the committee. That was a question that I didn't have on my question sheet, but that was informative, so we know what a large committee you have there. My question that I did write down is about funding for the tutors. We have lots of tutors. Do we have COVID money that will fund that, or where is it coming from?
And I think instead of addressing the issue, I think what we'll do, if it's okay with you, is that we'll have maybe Superintendent Shaw or maybe Terry or someone get back with you on that. Because we do have that. So, but Yvonne, I don't want to tie up your time. So if you have anything else you want to.
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll get back with
you. I'll be calling
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to usurp my authority here.
That is the completion of comments. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, wait.
He didn't.
We have another one?
William didn't turn his in.
Hi, Will. 3 minutes. I'll be timing.
Okay. I'll keep it to 3 minutes. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. My name is William Brutt from Erie. I am a Monroe graduate. I love Monroe School so much. I spent 14 years in the system, but that does include preschool and kindergarten, so I want to make that clear. This is my first time ever being at the Monroe board meeting, so it is an honor to be here. Thankfully, I never had to be involved with the board as a student. But I am the state rep for the Monroe City, as well as South County, so the Monroe Public Schools system falls in my district. So I just wanted to do an introduction. I did pass my cards around. You have my phone number, my cell phone. I want to just introduce myself, number one. A number of you folks I already know. You've met me numerous times. But I just want to do an introduction to the board members that maybe haven't met me yet or don't know my new position, and just make myself available if there's any issues or any way that I can be a help to the school system. You know, I am a Trojan as well as Ann. I think we graduated together back in the great year of 92.
Didn't want you to mention that.
That's what I was thinking too.
2002, we graduated.
Yeah.
Is that better? But Monroe is where I grew up educationally. Before I went to college, before I joined the Army and went to college. But I also want to make myself available. As most people know, I am a veteran, and if there are areas that I can help in that respect, I do want to be available. I've spoken in a number of schools in the past prior to being an elected official, but I want to make myself available in that respect. I also was a trustee at the community college for 6 years, so I have that, you know, under my belt. I love Monroe. That's why I ran. That's why I'm an elected official, is because I do love Michigan. I love my communities. And if I had one other thing I wanted to add, but I'm probably running out of time.
You got one more minute.
Oh, one more minute? If I could only think.
A politician can't fill up another. No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'll add something for you.
But if you have any questions.
Thank you for your 30 years.
31 years.
31 years of 31 service, years. You and your family, and your impending retirement.
Pending retirement, October 6th at the VFW in Erie. So, my spouse, my wife, wanted to do a retirement party, which I wasn't really a fan of, but I guess it's a good thing, though, to end on a good note. I do want to say that I thoroughly enjoyed, I got the invite to go to the active shooter training at the Monroe High School. I mean, it has been a long time since I was there, actually about 30-some years, I guess. But it was really awesome to see all the different parts of the county, including the Michigan State Police and the FBI rep that was there, and the road county guys there. It was great to see that. So thank you so much for the opportunity. And if you have any questions later, I'll be sticking around. So thank you.
Thank you,
Will.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments from anyone?
No.
Darla? Thank you, Darla. Is there any comment from any board members?
Yes. I would like to start by saying thank you to my colleagues on the board for your support in me being the delegate to represent Monroe Public Schools at our conference up in Lansing in November. I do want to let you know that as a delegate, as soon as MASB announces any sort of topics that will be up for vote, I will make sure that the board is informed with plenty of time, so we can discuss those at either a workshop or in a board meeting to talk about how our school district wants to vote regarding certain topics.
Great, thank you, Mary. Any, Scott, do you have anything you want? Darla?
No.
Mary, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Tom?
Oh, I'm fine.
No one else? Okay. Hearing nothing else, then we would be to a point where I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
Do I have support on that?
Support.
Now we can have a show.